Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here. I want to talk to you about following up with your prospects that say no. They say no, it's not time for them, or the opportunity you're bringing isn't relevant at that moment. So listen to me, there's a lot of people that I talk to and I say, Wayne, not now. Or, Wayne, I love this, it looks great, but they have other issues in life. And so we want to, there's two ways of looking at it. Number one is follow up. That follow-up means you follow up with them and you follow through with them until they're ready to buy your product, your service, your coaching. Another way of doing that is educating them through that process, or indoctrinate them. I mean, indoctrination sounds terrible. It sounds like it's a bad word. It's not. To indoctrinate means to simply educate someone in a way that leads them to a decision. So let me give you an example. If somebody comes to you, maybe you're a fitness coach, and they're 80 pounds overweight, and they have to lose this weight. They want to lose this weight. And you talk with them, you give them a price, but guess what? They've got two things happening this month, and next month they're going on vacation, so they're, okay, in 90 days I'm going to do it. Do you know the time they quit their meeting? The moment that your meeting with them is over, they're being inundated with other people that's also asking them for their money, asking them for their time. So what we have to do is be able to indoctrinate or to educate through the process. So my question for you, more than a solution, my question is, and I'll give the solution, but my question is, how do you keep in touch with them? How do you keep in touch with someone that says, not now, or let me think about it, or, you know, and so what we want to do is just find these magical words to close them where they immediately lay all of their life aside and just do business with you. However, most of the time, that simply doesn't work. Most of the time, they're going to come on board, and they're going to think about it, and they're going to come on board at the right time for them. The key is you have to be in front of them at the right time. So, before I give examples of how to do this, let me just ask you, if you are that fitness coach, and the client that comes up to you is Jennifer, and Jennifer says, I have to lose 80 pounds, it's a health issue, it's just the way I feel, the way I look, I have to lose 80 pounds. What is your plan? They say, but I'm not ready to do it yet. Not quite ready now. What's your plan? What is your plan to follow up with them until they say, okay, now I'm ready, let's do this, and they jump on board? Do you have a system? So let me talk about this. Number one, if you don't, then start one. And the best way to keep in touch with them is the way you initially kept in touch with them. So was it a phone call? Then you want to have a system where you're following back up through phone and or voicemails. Now, there's a company, I'm going to give you a couple little resources. There's a company called SlyDial, SlyDial. SlyDial will bypass, if it's a cell phone. Okay, you heard that, didn't you? That's exactly what you'll hear. It goes in just like that. The phone will ring real quick. Before you can even answer it, it disappears. It leaves them a voicemail. So you can say, hey, just keeping in touch with you, or hey, I've got a new program I want to talk to you about for your weight loss journey, whatever it may be. It's just a voicemail. You don't have to have time to talk with them. Then it'll look on the phone, it'll say missed call, and sometimes, like on my phone just then, you heard that short little ring. Sometimes it doesn't even ring, it shows missed call. They check their voicemail. Now, maybe they contacted you through text message. Then you want to have an automated text system, or at least a follow-up system where you text them. Okay, let's go to the next. Was it through the website? Was it through email? Was it through a webinar? The point is, how can you get in touch with the person? And if you can do it in multiple ways. So let me show you how I would do it if I were trying to bring Jennifer on as a client to help her lose 80 pounds. Number one, I've got her phone number. So I would drop a SlyDial voice message periodically to her. I'd put her in a database, and then I would drop a message with educational content, not are you ready to sign up yet, educational content. If we're having a workshop, if there's something that they think they need to know. Secondly, I have her email address. So I would have the email address and I would drop a newsletter. I would send a newsletter out about weight loss and health and fitness. I also would take that same email address and I would go and upload it into a custom audience on Facebook. Now, that's more than I can explain on a podcast, but I can help you if you're one of our coaching students. I can help you do this. And a custom audience. Now, a custom audience, I believe at the time of this recording, you need about 30. So, about 30 past prospects. 30 people or more, but into a custom audience. Assign a very small $1 per day, $1 per day advertising budget, $1 per day advertising budget. What's that going to do? That $1 per day means every time, or not every time, but many times throughout the week, when people are habitually on Facebook scrolling, guess what they're going to see? They're going to see, this is amazing, they're going to see you. They're going to see the offer. They're going to see the education that you're bringing again. So again, an educational video, an educational post. You set it up as a sponsored ad, but you bring education, and now they're seeing it. So you're keeping up with them through email. You're keeping up through text message. You're keeping up with them in a custom audience. How easy is it going to be to do business with you? Think about that. So a couple of quick tips here. I hope this helps you. If you have any questions, and number one, how long should, let me go ahead and answer a question. How long should I follow up until they say, leave me alone, or they come on board with you? Remember, we're educating them. We're informing them. We're helping them. If you're helping someone, why would they run away? And then gently through the process, you're going, remember, I'm here for you. Or we have a, you know, a spring special or back to school special, they may jump on board. Then after you, or as, not after, but as you're going through this indoctrination education system with them, pick up the phone and say, hey, just wanted to touch base with you again. Are you ready to get started? Listen to me, guys. This works. We do it every day. We do it every day. My number, 910-233-2511, 910-233-2511. Give me a call. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.